FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
The question for a competition coming very shortly indeed. But before that, I want to hear of how the Association for the Nigerian Community in Clare is to host an event this coming Saturday. This is the Ankara Carnival, which will take place at the Christian Brothers School on New Road in Ennis. A free event, loads going on, and a number of guests join me in studio to tell us about it. First of all, the president of the ANCC, the Association for the Nigerian Community in Clare, Abby Ladigbolo, joins me. Good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning, Abby.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll talk about what's happening on Saturday in a moment, but the importance of it, first of all, this is an event where the Nigerian community is organising it, but you want everybody to take part.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for having us on here today. Now, we are becoming a partner in this now because of what happened last year. First and foremost, I need to say this. Ankara Festival is not to celebrate the capital of Turkey.
Yeah, it's a bit of a confusing name.
Because a lot of people find it very, very confusing. But Ankara in Nigeria is the name of a fabric, local fabric there, that we wear. And it's very common among every inhabitant, every citizen of Nigeria. So we use it to connote our cultural heritage, in which we come to celebrate ourselves and make it a very, very colorful event. This is the second year in a row now that we're having this. The inaugural one was held last year in June, and we were on here to discuss that. And it was a huge success. And we made a promise to our community then that it's going to be a yearly event. In fulfillment of our promise and our obligations,
And can I ask you, you describe it as a success in what way?
It was a success because it was, it made it easy for everybody to interact. I'm sure you all saw it in the paper where the mayor was dancing, where Councillor Mary Howard was dancing as well. It gave us, even the Gadi superintendent was there, we were all together. Felicitating together. They saw everything firsthand. They were able to dance to our music, taste our foods, and interact with people.
Okay. We're also joined this morning by Francis Okebolo. Good morning to you, Francis.
Good morning.
You're living here in Clare as well, I know. And
that's correct.
We still have a substantial Nigerian community in Ennis and in this county.
That's correct, yeah.
You happy here at home?
Very, 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 very happy. Ennis is a home. And I personally have lived here for 15 years now. And my kids were all born and bred here. And I was the ex-president of the Association of Nigerian Community. I handed over to the current president, Mr. Victor Ladibolu. And Ennis is a home, and it will always be a home to every one of us here.
And what do you hope can be achieved by an event like Saturday?
The Ankara Festival is to kind of expose part of our culture as a people. We originally came from Nigeria, and most people don't know anything about us. The only thing they know is that they just see us probably in the place of work or on the streets, but they really don't know much about us. So the Ankara Festival is to kind of highlight or to show who we are. It's a fabric like the current president described. It's a fabric that is worn all over Nigeria and very popular in the whole of Africa. There is no African country you will go to that you won't see that fabric called Ankara. And when you have the opportunity to be at Christian Brothers on that Saturday from 12 to 7 p.m., you will see that most of the fabrics that will be worn that very day will be Ankara.
Okay.
Fantastic colors and different shapes and sizes.
And I guess, while you're also opening and showcasing your culture, while you're also showing off the Nigerian community and coming together and embracing everybody, at the same time, you're also keeping your own culture, your own heritage strong in this county amongst the Nigerian community here as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct. And we are here to stay. We are Irish citizens. And what we need to bring to the Irish, that's to this country in general, is to bring our culture and to bring our everything about us, so that if anybody comes into this country, they will see the Nigerians, they will see the Indians, they will see the Polish, they will see everybody, and together, I think we should all be happy.
Okay. Yeah. So what exactly, Abby, is happening then this weekend?
Oh, it's going to be very, very fantastic. What you're going to see on Saturday is celebration of culture, celebration of unity, solidarity, and how much we have integrated into this community. That is where we're leaving the gate free for all and sundry, so that our Irish counterparts, even the Somali Irish, the Polish Irish, sure, all of them to come and felicitate with us. You know, this celebration to us is like the way Irish go all over the world and they celebrate St. Patrick's and all sort of their cultural landmark days and events. So that is what we try to do too. And you know, when you think of our children, most of them have not gone to Nigeria, they've not gone to Africa, but what can we do to retain our own culture too? It's by importing that culture to them here, because here is their home. Otherwise, they will not even know anything. Sure. And when they go down there, they will be feeling out of place.
Okay, and obviously for in the way that we want our immigrants to retain.
So on Saturday, you're going to see music. Like I said, our co-assistance and strong bond with all other community groups. The Inisowese from Polish are coming. You have the Zumba with zinc effects. The Afro dance. Then you have fashion parade. You have foods, drinks, and all sort of, even as I'm talking to you now, I have the honor to say that the in charge of the affairs of Nigerian embassy in Dublin will be here in Ennis on Saturday. Mr. His Excellency, Mr. Shola
Igbinla.
So you're being it's good to see that the efforts locally are being recognised by the embassy. That's fabulous to hear. You mentioned the music as well. We're also joined in studio this morning by Yinka James Adonai, who will be performing at the event on Saturday. You've come from Nigeria especially for this weekend?
Yes, I came in from Nigeria purposely because of this programme.
Okay, and what is Nigerian music very different to what we would usually listen to in Ireland, or how would you describe Nigerian music?
It's quite different a bit, but you know, whether Nigerian music or Irish music, music is a music.
Yeah.
There's a particular way music has to be played. But you know, this kind of program is much about our culture. So that's why they brought me in from Nigeria to come and display Nigerian music for the program.
And is this an unusual gig for you? Something out of the ordinary? I'm guessing you would ordinarily be performing in Nigeria. That you'd usually, that's where your concert would normally take place. Or have you performed in Ireland before?
Yes.
Okay.
This is his first time of coming to Ireland. And we want to say this on air now. We thank the Irish Embassy in Nigeria for their support and all the local shops and everybody, even the local council authority. They have been very, very supportive and cooperative. So this is his first time of coming. We wouldn't have been able to achieve this without their support.
Sure.
So we thank them so much. He does a lot of gigs, parties in Nigeria. He's a well-known star way back home, but here, this is his first time now. So.
Okay. Do you like what you have seen of Ireland so far?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Bit cold. Bit cold. The invitation then, Francis, is for everybody, not just members of the Nigerian community, but for everybody to go along this weekend.
That's correct. Everybody's invited. The Irish, our hosts, the very good people that give us the bed that we are lying on, they gave us the hat that we are putting on our head, and the Polish, the Somalians, the Ethiopians, the Eritreans, the everybody's invited.
Okay.
Even you.
I'll try to get along. If only just to try some food, because there's a lot of African cuisine as well. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, there will be a lot of African cuisine on display that day. There will be solid. We call it swallow.
Okay.
Swallow, that is the one that you make like a ball and you used to touch the soup and then you swallow it like that.
Okay.
Apart from rice, jollof rice, the most popular one for us is jollof rice. You're going to say that.
Fair enough.
And a lot of things that we that will make your day a glamorous one. I tell you, if you come there, you are not going to regret ever coming.
Not many people promise glamour, but I hope and I'm sure you'll deliver on
that.
At promise.
Least you can. My word is my bond. You know, everywhere we go, we always take the weather with us like our. So.
Well, I wish you all the very best with it, Abby and Francis and Inka James Adonai as well. Thank you, the three of you, for coming into us this morning. The event takes place this coming Saturday from 12 o'clock until 7 at the Christian Brothers School on New Road in Ennis at the Ankara Festival, organised by the Nigerian community in Clare. Hope it's a great day.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it. Before we take a quick break, just let's give you our competition question. We're giving away a €50 paint voucher with thanks to Burke's Hardware and Furniture in Milltown, Malbay. And every day so far this week, I've asked you a colour-themed question. Today, no exception. I mentioned earlier on during the paper review, the death of author Michael Bond announced yesterday. He passed away at the age of 91, most famous for creating Paddington Bear, an iconic character with a very well-known coat. But what colour is Paddington Bear's coat? The answer, your name and where you are, to 086 1800 964. While up next, a golden seal of approval on efforts to get a rowing club back up and running. We'll be hearing about the Limerick Boat Club next.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.